1340 WJOL.
7:45, Slocum in the morning. This 1340 WJOL. John Keegan is on the Turk Furniture studio line. He joins us here on 1340 WJOL. John's been farming in this area for a long, long time. And in recent years, he has been trying to deal with the North Point issue and helping out local organizations that are trying to do the same. John, good morning. Thanks for coming on today. We appreciate it.
Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. We also are joined by an attorney from Chicago. His name is Richard Linden. He also is on WJOL Radio. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Scott.
Thanks, guys, for coming on. We appreciate that. And, of course, we have been talking with John for many, many years, and Bob Fioretti. John, of course, has taken the reins now as far as the legal fight is concerned. And, John, a press release was sent out just a couple of weeks ago regarding the first court victory in ongoing legal battle to protect Will County from North Point blight. And the rest of the headline is appellate court slaps down Joliet in FOIA case. That was a big victory. You don't see the little guy, and no offense to you, but the little guy win against a big city very often.
No, you don't. And we're very thrilled. We're very happy because, we really felt that the public was being shortchanged by not being able to see any traffic studies or environmental studies. And then after FOIAs had been denied, and it wasn't just me, many other citizens put in the same FOIA request. They were denied. And we finally got the city to release a draft traffic study and admit that's all they had and that there were no traffic studies. 4,000-acre project and no traffic studies, no environmental studies.
Richard, have you ever seen anything like that before? Where, and it's not often you see 4,000-acre, projects first and foremost. So I know what your answer is probably going to be no. I mean, a traffic study would be one of the first things that should be done.
No, it's beyond baffling to me and pretty much to anybody. I mean, they have estimates of over 10,000 trucks a day to be added on the city streets. And for instance, Joliet, a couple years ago, tabled the vote for Dunkin' Donuts drive-through because they didn't have a traffic study.
That's right.
And yet they allowed this whole thing to go through with 10,000 trucks a day without even an environmental study or trap study. It's just incompetence and beyond comprehension.
So, John, you lost in Will County. You appealed onto the appellate court. Talk a little bit about that process. Well, actually, Richard, I'll let you take the legal question, if you would. Please talk about the process of not accepting, because you guys knew you had a winner here.
Yeah, the FOIA case we actually won, Scott, in circuit court.
Oh, you didn't win in circuit court. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yes, and the appellate court affirmed.
They just affirmed it. Okay, I'm sorry. Thanks for a correction.
But another, the bigger, I think, more important case to the community, the Stop North Point case.
Yep.
And we're still battling and, very hopeful that we're going to succeed in the appellate court on that one.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, too, because you are involved with that one as well. And this is a quality of life issue, among other things. So where is that case?
The case is fully briefed now. The appellate court about a week ago set a date on November 28th for in-person oral argument in Napa. So we're going to argue the case, and hopefully a favorable decision will go back to circuit court, and we can proceed on our nuisance theory to block this development from taking place.
Rick, is there any precedent for nuisance theories when it comes to developments like this?
Yeah, I mean, this is unique. I mean, given the size, I don't know if you have another case, but there's a whole lot of case law on what they call prospective nuisances and odors and, diesel fuel and fumes, are a part of the, nuisance law in Illinois.
Right. Okay. All right. So, John, this, I think, probably gives your group a little momentum, does it not? Anytime you get a chance to get a victory and we'll have a victory upheld, if you will. It's got to make you guys a little more energetic.
It does. It's very energizing. And we're ramping up our ties of communication with folks in the eastern part of the county who are fighting the Piatone Airport. So I want to talk to you more soon in the future about that, Scott. But we're talking about something that's even five times bigger than North Point over in the eastern part of the county, and its focus is also going to be freight.
Right.
So if you think 10,000 trucks a day, something else, wait till we get 50,000 trucks a day coming in from the east.
Yeah, you're exactly right. The city of Joliet and North Point, of course, they've already gotten together. John, as you well know, off of Noel Road, just west of 53, Third Coast Intermodal continues to grow, and they continue to snatch up more land.
They are. And there's a hearing coming up in a couple of weeks on that. And again, they've got it scheduled just before a holiday. It's going to be 2 days before Thanksgiving for that annexation hearing. We hope we get a good turnout.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll stay in touch on that. Richard Linden, thank you very much. Attorney from Chicago, John Keegan, local resident, of course, fighting North Point, fighting the city of Joliet, and winning, at least in this case. Gentlemen, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep, take care. It's 7:52 coming up.